Kim Kerr from Sunrise Rotary detailed the recipients of their 2013 grants.
We've got Alf Engen Ski Museum, Arts Kids, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Utah, Egyptian Theater, Habitat for Humanity, Holy Cross Ministries, KPCW, Latinos in Action, Leadership Park City, Mountaintown Music, Mountainlands Community Housing, Peace House, People's Health Clinic, the Project for Deeper Understanding, Recycle Utah, Summit Land Conservancy, United Against Bullying Coalition, and the Women's Athenaeum.
She said applications for the funding are accepted in the fall.
The application process is just a one-page application that in the fall they can download off of our website, which is parkcitysunriserotary.org. And we do ask that they tell, you know, just a brief paragraph about the organization and then, you know, ask, you know, what how much money do you want and what is it going to be used for? And then our board meets and decides, you know, I mean, basically we'll have a set budget each year and then we, you know, it's a tough call. Sometimes we got to cut some people out or we got to, you know, bring down the amount of the grant that they asked for.
Sunrise Rotary is one of two Rotary clubs in the Park City area. This one, based in Snyderville, meets every Thursday at the Jeremy Clubhouse with about 80 members. Kerr said they rely on several fundraisers every year to generate money for their grants.
One big one for us is the 4th of July barbecue in City Park. So that brings in a lot of money, and the community is a big part of helping us you know, raise money to give out to, you know, the organizations in the fall. So by your purchase of a burger or a soft drink or a beer during the after the parade barbecue in the park, you're helping these organizations get grant money in the fall.
Kim Kerr from Sunrise Rotary. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.